think in terms of this item, I was intending to bring a report forward to the committee, but very little has happened since the last committee meeting, really, on this. We were waiting for a decision from government on the award of the levelling up fund money, the £20 million. We were expecting some detail in the budget, the autumn budget. We haven't received the go-ahead for the project as yet in terms of a memorandum of understanding. We do need that MOU to formally be able to proceed with the scheme. So that's the first thing to note. We haven't got the MOU yet. So we can't formally proceed and start spending money against the project until we get that. We have had discussions with officials at MHCLG. They have indicated that there will be positive news coming, but we are aware that none of the areas in Staffordshire that have had levelling up fund money are going to be asked to hand the money back. So we haven't been told that we're not getting money. We've been told that you're likely to get it, but until we get the MOU, we can't formally start. So at the moment, we're just waiting for that. We believe we will get the money, but again, it is just subject to having that formal agreement in place. So I think beyond that, I can't really say much else. I mean, it's difficult until we get the assurances in writing. As I say, positive discussions with officials, but discussions are discussions. We need the formal paperwork to come through. That's where we are.
Thanks for that. Okay. Happy with that? Which does move us to the work programme now. That takes us to page 25, once you get past the blurb. Looking at possibly rejigging a little bit of this, Jackie's made a note of my suggestions. Can you just start with the February meeting? This is the added meeting.
There'll be a review of the independent review which is taking place at the moment in the development management department. And then you'll be doing, or somebody will be doing, a feedback from the scrutiny chairs meeting with the chief exec and head of law and governance about how scrutinies are going to happen in the future, if we can make them work better for everybody. We did say potentially an update on the gateway, but we might not have anything to report on that one.
Yeah.
So that is the new meeting, the 4th of February.
If there is an update on the gateway, that won't be a long report even then, will it?
No, it'll be a short report.
Dean, so that will fit in. So that's a meeting really specifically about the review of scrutiny committee. So it's a meeting designed around the future of scrutiny and the way it functions. Which takes us to 13th of March.
So we'll be having Charlotte Kane coming again. She came last year, if you remember. She'll be doing an update. Quarter three performance report, section 106 update. That's where we have the MPPF changes and local plan, which Alex will be delivering, won't he?
That's where we bring solar. That's where your solar comes in, Doug. Is that all right?
Yeah.
And again, the development management update. By then, we'll be able to look at some of the recommendations, I believe, from the independent review seats about the implementation. And then we have some future items.
Because we can't set an agenda for the meeting in July.
No.
But we were proposing inviting Severn Trent to the July meeting, which would be to discuss the motion that went through council previously.
Is it worth inviting the reps from the Severn Trent board?
Well, I was saying to Jackie, I've got a Sound Pink board meeting tomorrow, so I'm going to ask them who the most appropriate person from Severn Trent will be, and I'm sure I can get somebody from the IDB to come along as well. That's the internal
drainage
board. And you'll be there as well, won't you?
Yeah.
So there are two of us who'll be at that meeting. I'm not sure it is tomorrow, but if it is.
I've got a hospital appointment tomorrow.
What?
I can't manage to have a hospital appointment.
Oh, right. Well, I'll report back. But there are two of us sit on the IDB, so we'll get the information.
Through you, Chair, just the wording of the motion that was agreed. So is that I will formally write and invite the Chief Executive of Severn Trent, senior representatives from the environment agency, and so that was what we would do, and that is what I would do. Yeah. So I will formally write through Jackie.
You'll do that.
And invite them to the July meeting, although as you say we can't set the agenda, but we can invite them to the meeting. And I will do that in writing.
So the July meeting that we haven't got.
Yeah. but in terms of the write to them, I will draft a letter. I'm happy to share it with the committee. So at least we've written to them, and then we can put it onto the agenda.
Excellent. And get their commitment.
Yeah.
Any other items that we would want to put on, or any of these that you want to take off?
Your March meeting seems very optimistic. A lot of heavy.
Yes, exactly. We did discuss that. But the gateway's only.
Gateway's fine, that will be small, but you've got six big items.
Yes,
Chair, it's whether you want the development management update in March. We did say February, didn't we? We're going to do a.
Should we take it to February?
Should we just take development management off March?
Yeah.
Just do it in February, so you do it once.
Yeah.
And then the kind of MPPF changes, a local plan, is it's going to be one big item?
No.
Obviously, Alex will present produce a paper, but it's all related to the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's not two items in reality. So that might just help to simplify that. So you've got section 106, local plan, MPPF changes, and then tourism as your three big items.
Okay, that's sensible, thank you. Any further thoughts on that? Otherwise, that is the forward plan.
At some point, we need a final report back from the Task Force.
And, yes, that's why we're hoping that's going to be sooner rather than later. That's another problem for March. February?
March. So within this new year.
Yes.
That's definitely got to come back by March.
That's definitely an optimistic.
Could it not fit into February? Is our agenda now to.
For you, Chair, if there's a report available, it could be circulated.
It's got to be available.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another.
Yeah, sorry, Chair.
Three months.
If there's a report available, which I'm sure it will be, you could circulate that and add it to that agenda rather than March is going to be quite.
It's the 20th of January to hit the agenda, so March seems more
likely.
Again, back to the optimistic agenda.
Yeah, I guess, because it's nearly December now and everybody goes shopping. Thank you, everyone, for your attendance.
Thank you.
And we will meet again in the new year.
Pages back.